Well, obviously I've been dealing with the social aspects of a writer who, of necessity, must seclude himself in his writing and probably projects upon the world the loneliness which comes with seclusion. And it might be a metaphor, it's quite possible it is a metaphor for the situation among us all. At least I write in that belief that isolation is the condition in which most of us live. Anyway, in this poem, I take a different tack entirely. After all, there is a certain beauty to dedicating yourself to an intangible such as writing. And I call this poem "While I Live." I dream of language as the sun. I whisper to that plant whose own language is the wind. It cups its flower to listen at the wind's pressure. And we talk together of the darkness in language, what Dante suffered at its command, only that I may endure the necessary ecstasy of my personal death. I want my trees to love me and my grass to reach up to the porch where I am no one but the end of time as I stand waiting for renewal in my brain, because I am what the sun shines forth. I am labor. I am a disposition to live. Who dies? Only the sun. But you must wait while I live. That would be a poem that possibly is in response to some of Wallace Stevens' ideas.